on Shabbos? In hot water, for sure, it's forbidden. But in cold water, it's also has become the minhag to not shower for a number of different reasons. Chazal seem to have been worried for a few things, and therefore they forbade. It became a minhag for, like I said, 700 or 800 years to not shower even in cold water on Shabbos. However, for a shas of chak, if somebody's got a headache or somebody doesn't feel well and things like that, then it seems like the poskim or makel, a person would be permitted to shower in cold water. Okay, that's halacha. So now what we're going to talk about today would be assuming somebody was going to shower for a shas of chak, or if extremely hot, it's very sweaty and he feels really gross and it's considered like he's really uncomfortable, so as much like a headache, then he would be allowed to shower. So we'd like to discuss today what you do when you finish showering. Are you allowed to dry yourself with a towel or not?
That would be the issur of hot water turning it on, or
there's an issur of using hot water on Shabbos, period, regardless of the Dut Shemesh. If I had a big tub of water that I put in the bathtub before Shabbos, or for example, the example for that would be a mikveh, then I wanted to use a hot mikveh to clean yourself, or just to relax in a hot mikveh or a hot shower, besides for Bishul reasons, it would be also midrabanan. Bishul could be questions of deraisa, depending what kind of water you're talking about. Normally it's rabanan. But I'm talking about now, regardless of the issur of bishul or things like that, there's an issur of actually showering. We discussed last week because they were worried, Chazal were worried for technical reasons that people would heat up water, whatever it is, therefore. But lahalok lamaisa, the cold water though is motor, but it became also because of the minik for a number of reasons, as we said. Okay, now, the question is, like I said, I'd like to discuss now, is it permitted to dry oneself, okay, after the shower? So, the first thing you have to know is that there's a malacha called malachas disha. Disha, or dash, means squeezing out, or excuse me, which means taking one thing out of another thing. That's how Chazal defined the malacha. It's threshing the wheat, the kernels, and it takes one thing out of the other. And Chazal compared squeezing, let's say, juice out of a grape, or out of an olive. They consider that the same issur as dash, or mefarik, another name for it is. And they're taking one thing out of another, since you have the fruit and the pulp, and then you squeeze out from it something, and you change its form from a liquid to a, from a solid to a liquid, by not because you change its form, but rather taking one thing out of the other thing, that is the issur disha and shabbos. So therefore, theoretically, if a person were to squeeze his hair, right, he's got a head full of hair with water, and he pushes his hair and the water comes out. Would that be an issur or not? So the question, before we get into the actual issur, discussing the actual issur, we have to know something else. If I take a garment, a cloth, that's full of water, and I squeeze it out, is that an issur? Well, maybe the issur only applies to something that grew that way. For example, I have a grape or an olive that has juice in it, and I squeeze out the juice from it, that would be an issur deraisa. But let's say you have a garment, the same thing, that also it got water soaked into it, and now you squeeze out the garment. Would that be an issur or not? So there's a Gemara that says as follows. Kivasim sheshaktan. That was a joke. It's not kivasim sheshaktan, rather kivasim sheshaktan. Kivasim are goats. Like, you don't shecht goats. We're not talking shechting goats. We're talking about squeezing out pickles. Kivasim are pickles, and sheshaktan means to squeeze out. So kivasim sheshaktan. If a person squeezed out something that was pickled, meaning it's something which is full of water, right? You take something and you soak it in water, and to an extent that it becomes... So, wait, there's one paper that has staples on the top. Someone had that one? Let me have that one. That was a bad one. I'll use that one. No, that's not one. No, the one had...
Two staples on the top.
Yeah, there's a couple staples on the top. All right, it doesn't matter. Thank you. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter.
What do you want?
So, if a kvashim are... Kvashim are something that was soaked full of water, like pickles, for example, right? Something that was pickled, you put it in water, and now it's full of water. So the Gemara discusses different aspects of squeezing it out. If you're allowed to squeeze a pickle out on Shabbos, right? So one example is, Kvashim shesoktan limei mehen. You wanted the pickle juice. For some reason, some odd reason, a person wanted to drink pickle juice, and he took a pickle and he squeezed it out. The din is, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, but according to one opinion, and which is Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, Patur Avol Aser. It is forbidden to squeeze out the juice from the pickle, but a person would not be chayav for it. However, it is Aser to do so. Explains Rashi as follows. What's the reason why a person is Patur? She'ein ze mefarik, because this is not the malacha of Dash. Why? Since the water, the liquid that was inside this kvashim did not start that way, did not grow that way, right? The pickle doesn't grow with water, and this oil or vinegar that got soaked into it was put in afterwards. Therefore, says Rashi, such a thing does not have an Isser Shechita. It would not be an Isser of Mefarik. So according to this, we have no problem squeezing hair, right? Because it's something which didn't grow that way, so you don't have nothing to worry about. However, Tosis over there says as follows, according to Rashi, etc., etc., Kosha L'Rebbe, Amai Gozu Laduke Udra Apuma Deshisha. What is the reason they assert putting pieces of cotton and things and material in on the top of the Apuma Deshisha, on the top of a some sort of a container full of liquid? Now, what they used to do is you have a liquid, and on top of that you tied some sort of garments or clothing of some liquid of cloth or something on top of it, and it would get wet. And the Chazal said you're not allowed to do that, Shema Yisrael, because maybe the cloth will become wet, it'll get soaked in water, and then you'll end up squeezing out the thing. And therefore Chazal said you're not permitted to put it on top because of Shechita. So ask Tosfos, what's the difference? Afilu Sochit, Lekar Isur D'Oraisa. Even if you did squeeze it, it wouldn't be Usur. Because what did we just say? Rashi explained that if I have something that the water did not come from it in essence, it was added afterwards, there's no Isur Shechita. So Rashi explained in that one opinion. If so, then never would you have a problem of shechita if you had a garment full of water and you squeezed it out. There would be no problem with it because the water came externally, right? It's not something internal in the garment. So why is there an issur shechita? And therefore, Tosfos argues that that's not true, that there is an issur from the Torah of squeezing out a garment, even if it didn't grow that way, even if it didn't start off that way. The fact that something has water in it and you squeeze one thing out of the other, that would be an issur from the Torah. And so writes the Rosh, Mashke Hanivla Babeget, if I have a liquid that was soaked into a cloth of some sort of clothing, if someone squeezed it out, he would be chayav, it would be an issur from the Torah. And the reason why it's putter before, in the case of Shesokim, of Kvashim Shesokim, is for technical reason. But either way, because it seems to be the machlokes and the whole issue why. But either way, la'alof la'maisa, if somebody were to squeeze out a garment from the liquid that got soaked into it, it would be an issur from the Torah. One second. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, sums it up, the chol mashkin, all liquids, regardless of the liquid, issur shchitosoi, the issur of squeezing it, hu rak mishum mefarek, ki mesoich et zeisim v'anovim. Just as if a person squeezes out olives or grapes, it would be an Isser from the Torah. The same thing would apply to, and the Isser would be Disha Mefarek, right, threshing. So too would be the din of squeezing out a garment or a cloth or something like that. It would be an Isser from the Torah. Therefore, we come back to our original question. If somebody squeezes out his hair, L'chora, he might have a problem of an Isser D'Oraisa of Shechita Mefarek.
Namaste. Whole bunch of water on the table. What's the Isser? When you put the two or three serviettes, napkins on, whatever you put on, what, you just put them on, you can't go like that,
if you put it on, then for sure you're not doing anything, right? After it's on, you pick it up and squeeze it, that's then you'll be in Issur D'Oraisa.
And squeezing it there?
Pashas, it's in Issur D'Oraisa. Right? Now, if you put it on here, what are you doing? You're squeezing it into the...
So you have to get it all, so you have to move it.
Moving it isn't squeezing, right? You can do it very delicately and put it down. So that wouldn't be a problem. The problem with... Where it becomes a problem is if you start pressing on it. If you start pressing it down, it could be you're squeezing. Now, it would not be an issur D'Oraisa because you're not getting any good out of it. And technical reasons, I don't want to get into it now. It probably would not be D'Oraisa because you're trying to do the opposite. You're not trying to squeeze it out. You're trying to
absorb it.
Right, so for technical reasons, it probably wouldn't be, but it could be an Issur Drabanan, whatever it is, and therefore it's better not to do it.
And then when you pick it up, you just pick it up.
I personally, if I ever had such a situation, I try to grab, if possible, the part that's not wet and put it on a plate and then take it out. Or I guess you could probably, if you grab it, maybe be very carefully without squeezing it, just grab it and put it on the plate. It's probably not the end of the world. But you gotta be careful not to sweep it because of Issur Drabanan. Okay, but. Now, if a person were to squeeze out his hair, now just for the record, based on the ending I just said, now you could have, should have just said that if I squeeze out my hair, it wouldn't be worse than that, right? Because I don't want the water. Right? But anyway, but we'll get there. Hold on. Let's go back to it. Okay, so paradise with me, okay? So it seems to be that if you squeeze out, we'll get to it. If you squeeze out a garment, even though the water did not grow inside the garment, it would still be in the right of Shechita. So now we ask the question, what would be the din of drying your hair? Squeezing out your hair, would that be a problem of Shabbos? Before it would be. So here's the Gemara says as follows. Turn Rabbanon. You guys with me? I'm in Simon Bay's there, okay? Turn Rabbanon. Im Haisa Tzuricha Laner. If a woman who's about to give birth, or your lettuce, is about to give birth and she needs light and she's nervous, and under the concept of Shabbos that we do Pikuach Nefesh. Hold that. Right, Pikuach. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos means that if something is dangerous, we're worried somebody might die from something, we're always, we're matter, it's even isur from the Torah. We try to minimize the isur, and we try to keep it to a drabanan if it's possible, but if it's not, then you do an isur deraisa. And a woman who's about to give birth, or yoledes, we consider it a shas sakana, and therefore, Chazal allowed, if necessary, we allowed being machal Shabbos. Therefore, a woman, especially if the person taking care of her, needs light in order to take care of this woman, it's considered pikuach nefesh, and you'll be permitted to put the light out. So, says the Gemara as follows, to Brisa.
Ignite it. You said put it out.
I said put out, I meant the light. Okay. To light the light, yeah. To put on the light, as I meant. Yeah, well, there's the question of putting out the light, too. Any malachal, if it's necessary, is permitted. Because of sakona. Mm-hmm. If a woman needed, the woman who got to give birth, the Yoledes, needed a candle, Haverta, her friend, the friend is permitted to light a candle for her. If she needed oil, and you haven't got oil in the immediate proximity, Haverta, Mavia, La Shemin, the Yad. What?
Just go for these cats.
Huh?
Just take these cats.
Oh. Alrighty, thank you. Her friend is allowed to bring oil in her hand, meaning she takes oil in her hand like this and brings it to her friend, even though she's carrying in Ershus Rabim or Ershus Yachim, whatever make Ershus Karmelis. Either way, she's permitted to bring the oil because she needs the oil. Vim Einoi Safik, meaning it's not enough, Biyad. It's not enough what you carry in her hand, she needs more than that. Mevia Besara, she's permitted to bring the oil in her hair. She can take from the Ershus, whatever Ershus she's in, dips her hair into oil. Right, she's got long hair, puts all her hair in oil, and walks to the nearest where she's necessary, and she brings that weight oil. Okay?
Very nice friend.
Yeah. Well, nutty, but whatever. So it says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara continues, then the Gemara asks the question. What the Gemara is discussing, that it's an issur of carrying. So they ask the Gemara, why isn't there a problem with schita? How, what is she got? She got a hair full of oil, and now she wants to give her the oil. What's she going to do? She's going to squeeze her hair out to give her the oil. Right? So why does the Gemara discuss the problem of schita? Now, could be it would be mutter if she's necessary. But the Gemara earlier was discussing about caring from Rosh Hashayotet, from Rosh Hashayotet, and things like that. And the Gemara, why isn't there a problem with schita when a woman squeezes out her hair, the oil from her hair?
Why would we think to have the name of jug or something?
Well, jug is not schita. Yes. So again, the Gemara said if she needs to, she can carry it in her hand, right? If it's not enough, she can put it in her hair and bring it that way.
Oh, meaning that it's just too much fur to carry or something? Okay.
Yeah, something like this. I guess let's say she needed it both. Either she's very long hair and she get more than she can get in her hands, or maybe it means both. She takes it in her hands and in her hair. I guess that's right. Says the Gemara as follows. Rabbah, now I would like you guys to please pay attention to the next words of the Gemara, because I would like you guys to explain it to me if possible. Rabbah, Rav Yosef, Damar Tarvayu. Rabbah and Rav Yosef both agree, and they both say as follows, Ein schita v'seyer. There is no such thing as squeezing here. There is no iser to squeeze here on Shabbos. And there's no iser to squeeze here, so what's the problem? Therefore, the only problem was bringing it from Rosh Hashanah through the Rosh Hashanah, etc. But there is no problem of squeezing here. So says Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar. Afil tein v'yesh schita v'seyer. Even if we'll say there is an iser to squeeze out here, still, Mevi'ala Bikli Der Sayra. We're talking about that she uses her long hair and she ties some sort of a container with a handle, I guess, to her hair, and she carries it in a shinui. The Gemara says, the Kamba Devshu Shanuye Mishaninu. We try to minimize the Isser, and therefore we have the person come, we have her try to do a shinui if possible. So instead of carrying the container in her hand, which if necessary would be needed, would be allowed, but we try to minimize the Isser, and therefore we have let her do it with a shinui, some sort of a strange way of doing it, because that becomes an Isser Drabana. So Barla, she carries it in her with her hair, so it doesn't mean in her hair, it means with her hair.
Her hair is carrying.
Her hair is carrying, and she's walking, but she's around. Besaira, meaning she puts the oil tied to her hair. So says Ravashi. Now, if you guys may just go back a second, the lashon of Ravashi is Ravashi Omer Afilu Tema, meaning even if you'll say Afilu Tema Yeshita Besaira, even if you'll say there is chita, still we can come out with a way of there's a way to get around it. Explains Rashi what would be according to the first opinion, Rabban of Yosef that said there is no chita. Says Rashi as follows: Ein chita Besaira Shu Kasha Vein Bolea, because since hair is hard, so to speak, and it doesn't absorb hair. The actual hair itself does not absorb. Therefore, there will be no iser of schita. If you squeeze out, you took the actual hair itself and squeezed it, there wouldn't be an iser because it doesn't absorb in the first place. Therefore, there is no schita b'seir. Now, just for the record, there's a sefer Ketores HaShulchan, I think I mentioned it last week, Reb Chaim Noah, and he points out that this whole issue, in the first place, well, actually, let's leave that Ketores HaShulchan now. I think I brought it wrong, because it's not relevant now. Okay, anyway, now, so my question for you, gentlemen, is, what is the halacha? Based on the Gemara we just saw, what would the halacha be? We hold yesh to the seir or ain to the seir?
Mean.
What?
Looks like
I. What's Rashi saying? Now, you're familiar with there's a rule.
If there was that.
That's what you mean?
I was saying, now, go by the Rav.
Well, there's another rule called the Basra. Who knows what the word Basra mean? Basra is last, right? And Basroi means the later one. Meaning, if I have Amoroi in the Gemara, and one is a Basroi from the other, right, he's later in history, chronologically, right? Like Rav Ashi and Ravina wrote the Gemara, right? That was the last Amoroi. So Rav Ashi was about three generations after Rabbi Yosef. So Rav Ashi says that then, L'chaira, we should follow his din. However, the good rabbi here pointed out, Rav Ashi didn't really say it. All he was saying was that even if, afilu tema, even if, then I would say so, right? But if not, now, when are we stopping?
When your voice goes out.
I just wrote 10-2, but I didn't.
So 10 you stop. 10-2, should we stop 10-2?
Whoever comes in, the three of us are sure.
Okay, so we'll see what happens around that. Okay, so. So the things like this. So this question is we want to see now in the poskim. So like this, there's a rishon called Orchas Chaim. There are a number of rishon actually say this. There's a Ravid. We'll see later that the Ravid holds that there is a problem of squeezing here. It seems that lahalacha he held and he seemed to have learned that it was an issur d'oraisa that it is an issur from the Torah of squeezing here on Shabbos. So says the Gemara. So says the Ravid, and the Kolba brings him down. And the Orchas Chaim says as follows. Who's a later Rishon, brings him like this. Kasav Hari Mikur, I assume that means the Hari Mikur Bill, which is a city in France. The Torah, the Gamkin Lizayr, a person who would be going into a shower of some sort, has to be careful. Shelo Yisroit Haseyar, he has to be careful not to squeeze his hair. The Kaimalan, because we hold Kiravashi. Not like you said, right? The Kaimalan Kiravashi, because we hold the Kiravashi, the Hubasra. Since Rav Ashi is the later opinion, the Omar Afilu Tengesh the Baser, etc. You see from here that Rav Ashi actually holds there is a problem of Sleep of the Seir. So if there is a problem of Sleep of the Seir, therefore a person could get himself into serious problems if he goes and what's his here. Because there is a problem of Sleep of the Seir. Okay? That is the Orchas Chaim, as I mentioned, the Ravid and the Kol also hold this. However, the Beis Yosef says something else. The Cheshasha, the Beis Yosef was discussing. If a person is allowed to use a mikvah on Shabbos, the Beis Yosef writes as follows: the chashasha the skita seir ain a klum. The problem of squeezing your hair is no problem whatsoever. Shari pasak a Rambam shein tzitra b'seir, because the Rambam holds clearly there is no iser to squeeze here. So we're seeing here that Beis Yosef is passing, and based on Rambam, that the truth is not like we just saw a second ago that there is skita b'seir, but rather there is no iser skita b'seir. Alright, what about the Rav Ashi, who's the Basra? So now comes in your svara, and he says. Not yet. So the Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam, the Rambam says like this, "Vasoter es habegen, someone squeezes out a garment. Atchiyotzi amayim shaboy, to squeeze out the water. Harizim mechabes v'chayim." Excuse me. If a person were to squeeze out the water from his garment, he's an oiver and isser mechabes. He's open. He would be oiver, and besides what we discussed earlier of isser mefarik, he would also be washing, because when you squeeze it out, it's one of the processes used in washing, cleaning clothes, laundry. Shaschita mitzor pekibusi, because schita is actually part of doing laundry. Ve'ein schita b'seir, but in here there is no schita. So we see clearly, not like we saw above, the Rambam is passing the din that there is no schita in here. Right now, what about the Gemara? So said like this: the Chiddush Ran says because of haro'ozal, the ra'ah is one of the Rishonim with our time of the Ramban and the Rashba. And now the Chiddush Ran on Shabbos is probably not the Ram. It seems like it was a Talmud of the ra'ah. We're not sure exactly who he is, but a Talmud of the ra'ah. But they thought it was the Chiddush Ran. Anyway, he says as follows: because of our Azal, the Rav Ashi l'Ravcha d'Melsa ka'amar. You know what that means? Ravcha d'Melsa means he just wrote it kind of to make the sugi interesting, but he didn't really mean it. Avol badai be'ikar dina hachi svir lo. But really, he would agree in the din. The aim schit of a seir, everybody would agree, there is no schit in that, and that's your svar. The Beis Yosef also says it in a different place, that really when Rav Ashi, even though Rav Ashi says, all he meant was afilu teima, even if you'll say there is schit, as you said, but etc., etc. But really, Rav Ashi would agree with Rav and Rav Yosef that there is no schit of a seir, and if a person squeezes his hair out, he is not over an iser from the Torah. Understood? And now look at an interesting raya. He proves it, the Ran proves his, the Ra'ah rather, proves his din that there's no Sita. How can I prove here? How can I prove it? He says, Virayla Dovar, last thing, Midasharina Tvila Vishabas. The fact that we allow people to use a mikvah on Shabbos, how can you use a mikvah on Shabbos? Alright, some for sure you're gonna end up squeezing your hair. So it must be that's not also. So from the fact, so again, we've got two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says yes, Sita Basar, the other one seems to be saying there is Sita Basar. Well, the first one said there isn't, the first one said there is. And now the question, right. So one Rishon is saying there is an Issur Shechita B'Seir, and the other Rishon is saying no. La Locha, we hold there is no Shechita. And I'll prove it to you because you go to the mikveh. If we held it was Issur Shechita, you wouldn't be able to go to the mikveh. And the truth is, as we'll see in a minute, that the first opinion actually held that you're not allowed to use a mikveh on Shabbos. It also go to a mikveh on Shabbos because you come to Shechita. But the Ra'ah here is proving that we do hold because the Maisa, everybody does go to the mikveh. Okay, so we got two opinions. One holds it's Nisri Daraisa, one seems to be holding it's completely Munter. However, neither of these opinions really are the Halacha. As we see, the Magid Mishnah writes, when he explains the Rambam, who we said a second ago holds, there is no Shechita, says the Magid Mishnah, Umiu Isura Ika. There is an Isser. What does that mean, Isser?
Shechita.
No, that the Rambam holds, if the Rambam says there's no Shechita, says the Magid Mishnah, yeah, that's true, there is no Shechita, but there is an Isser, meaning it's also a Rabbanan. So if the first opinion held, it's an Isser from the Torah, the second opinion holds, it's completely Mutter, no problem squeezing. Says the Magid Mishnah, no, even if according to the opinion that it's Isser, that it's Mutter, it would still be Isser Rabbanan, and says the Beis Yosef, Mishum the Apogav, the Ein Shechita Beseir, even though there is no Shechita, meaning from the Torah, Isura Mi'aika, Ukumashkosov Rabba Magid. However, there is an Isser Rabbanan, like the Rav Magid wrote, and the Paiskim all take on this opinion, the Mavra, Mishabura, all the Paiskim agree that La Halach LaMaisa, there is an Isser to squeeze that one here, it will be an Isser Rabbanan, but Al Kapanim, there is an Isser to squeeze here. Therefore, we hold the Rabbanan, Yesh, Shechita, Besiris. Everybody with me? Okay. Now, the Isser, just for the record, we just said a second ago that Rashi says you can't squeeze hair because hair doesn't absorb. So, what's the Isser? Can anybody guess what the Isser, Shechita, Besiris would be? If hair can't absorb, so how can it be Shechita?
If the water that's on the hair.
What do you mean on the hair?
Between, you know, it gets stuck in each hair.
Not on the hair, between the hair.
Yeah.
Right, with the follicles, right? Hairs are called follicles, right? In between the follicles of the hair, that would be, there's the problem of Shechita. So, I brought the Marmok in the wrong place. Turn the page back to page Aleph again. We got one piece we skipped over there. Tosha Shulchan. So Tosha Shulchan writes an interesting thing. The Shechita, see it on the second one from the bottom. Got it? The Shechita, in here, lo havi rak bekibutz shel sarois. It's only when you have a gathering, so to speak, a clump of hair, hatzfufois zu lazu, that are next to each other, that are all close in proximity next to each other. Shamayim keilu kiil nivlu besarfam, and it appears that the water has actually been absorbed into the hair. You know, it hasn't really. Avol besaros nifrod zu lazu, but hair that is separate from each other. Like the hair that's on the hand, right? The hair on your hand, even if you got hair on your hand, but generally the hairs aren't so close together that it's still smelling. And therefore, therefore says of Chaimnah, that would for sure not be a problem. The only problem would be if the hairs are close together, there you get the problem of Shechita Besiris, Midirabana, right? But again, so it comes out of a person's got hair on his head, depending how my hair is getting to be mutter. They're squeezed because I have the hairs are not so close together.
But on the back.
For those of us that still have hair, then it will be an Isser Derabanan to squeeze the water out of the hair. Just for the record, I do not want to get into this now, maybe another time. Based on this comes the Isser using a brush with wet, using, for example, a toothbrush or a toilet brush. These things would have hairs that are basically close to each other. If you look, L'chaira, it's a problem. It will be L'chaira b'Shechita Midrabanan because the hairs, if you look at the brush, it's separate, right? But each group has like 10, 15 hairs there, and in that, the water gets trapped.
So you can use an old toothbrush, but not a new one.
Well, the top of the old toothbrush is separate, right? But the bottom of the old toothbrush has water there. When you use it, you're squeezing the water out, and you want that water to come out. But as I said, we're not going to get into it today. Okay, bye, Kurt. We'll talk about later. I don't know. I have another sheet. What I ended up happening and what I gave the shiur the first time is the next day I gave a whole another shiur on brushes because the guys were asking questions and stuff like that. So we brought a toilet brush to shiur to show everybody.
So no, we use Nigelbass.
Not even close. What?
Nigelbass, we don't have to worry to draw heads.
Right. That's exactly the point. That's what I was going to say. So now the beard, that's where you come to problems. Maybe there's a problem of drying your beard on shiur. So that we'll see. Okay. That we'll see.
Don't have beards.
Yeah.
We have.
I guess that's the way isn't it?
Listen, you're in my.
We'll look about
tonight.
We're not getting into politics here. And I gotta be careful what I say.
No.
Said now. So that's the first question. So now, our maskana we have now is that there's an iser drabanan of squeezing hair, meaning the water that gets trapped between the hairs is an iser slita midrabanan. Now, so based on that, getting back to the original question, would there be?
I think so.
Everybody usually the question. Let's talk about the brush layer. No, it could be.